Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, I've never been so angry, Father Peter McVerry, on the lifting of the eviction ban. Could you be encouraged out of your home and into a long-term rental? Brian O'Connell meets people who've made the move. Adam Maguire has been totting up just how much we spend on chocolate, and the results might surprise you. They were told to stay away from school temporarily, but now girls in Afghanistan fear their education is over as the Taliban tightens its grip. Where were you when the Good Friday Agreement was signed? Three people tell us what they were doing on Friday, the 10th of April 1998. And we'll have advice too on wills and probate with Solicitor Elaine Byrne later on. And now is your chance to get those questions in. Text us on that or anything you're interested in this morning. 51551. Email today, cb@rte.ie, or on Twitter, we are at Today with Claire. So stark figures from the Residential Tenancies Board tell us that we could be looking at the loss of 15,000 tenancies this year, and over half of the landlords who gave notices of termination in recent months say they are selling the properties. And this news comes as the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar denied claims that he overruled the Housing Minister Dara O'Brien on the question of extending the moratorium on evictions, which expired at the end of March. In a moment we'll be speaking to Father Peter McVerry on that, but first Ciara Phelan, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner, is on the line. Good morning, Ciara.
Good morning, Claire.
So let's talk about those figures that we see from the Residential Tenancies Board. So we've over 4,000 notices of termination. That's in the final quarter last year. So what does that tell us about what we might likely expect now?
Yes, so delayed 4,329 notices to quit, like you said.
Your line, Ciara, is just dropping a little bit. We'll chance going on for another couple of seconds and see how we get on. But there was a break in the line. So carry on.
OK.
Yeah, I think we'll have to leave that. We'll get Ciara back on a better line. But I did say that we have Father Peter McVerry joining us as well. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Claire.
So I see today you said you've never been so angry about a decision, and you've seen a few bad ones in your time. Why now? Why are you so angry now?
We have a tsunami of misery coming down the road. 4,300 eviction notices issued in the last 3 months of last year. We don't have the figures for the first 3 months of this year, but it's probably going to be quite similar. So we're talking of tens of thousands of people who are going to be put out of their homes at a time when emergency homeless accommodation is absolutely packed with very little capacity to take in more people. Homeless families were traditionally put up in hotels, but the hotels are full, and many of them now are reverting back to tourism for the summer. So we have huge thousands of people, tens of thousands of people who are facing eviction and who have simply no idea where they're going to go. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a drip feed for the next few months, a drip feed of heart-wrenching stories coming into the media. We've already had a few. A lady who is due to be evicted on the very same day that she's in hospital having her baby. And another elderly man who's worked all his life saying his greatest fear is that he's going to die in a homeless hostel. We're going to have all these heart-wrenching stories. This is the worst decision that this government have taken in its lifetime, and it's going to cause untold misery.
Now, and I'll come back to that in a moment, because I think that what you'll say is that they should have just put the measures in place that they're working on now before they lifted the ban. But you're in the headlines again today because Leo Varadkar has been out again this morning saying that the claim you made that the housing minister wanted to extend the ban on evictions was overridden by the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar. Now, both of them have denied that. Leo Varadkar again this morning saying that claim is 100% untrue and there's zero evidence to support it. But Peter, you're not resiling from what you said there, are you?
No, I'm not, but I can't produce the evidence because I can't reveal my sources. So the discussion, as far as I'm concerned, ends here. I'm saying one thing, the government are saying another, and we can't go any further. Mm-hmm. I can understand why the Taoiseach is denying it. This is the most controversial, and I think the worst decision this government have made in its lifetime, and they have to present a united front. They can't be seen to be having cracks within the government over this decision. So I understand that, but if you look at the evidence, even for 5 months, the eviction ban was in place and not one single measure was taken to mitigate the effect of that ban whenever it was lifted, which suggests, apart from my claim, which suggests that this decision was a last minute rush decision, which was not anticipated.
Well, people would remember, Peter, in the lead up to the decision, the announcement that the eviction ban was coming to an end. In the days leading up to that decision being revealed, everybody believed that some sort of an extension was going to happen. So there's a suggestion here, and if you take what you're saying as well, that the government changed its mind last minute. So maybe this was a political decision, and that's what you're suggesting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I have no evidence for this, but I read in one of the independent newspapers a while ago that the decision was made so as not to run into the local and European elections, which are due next year. So if the government had extended it to January or to March of next year, all that we're seeing now would happen within a few months of the local elections. Now, I've no way of confirming that or denying that, but it sounds pretty reasonable to me that this decision was made as a political decision.
And lest anyone thinks that you're having a personal pop at Dara O'Brien, you have complimented him in the past on his efforts.
I have always supported Dara O'Brien. I don't agree with everything he's done, but he has done a U-turn on housing. He has committed to providing 9,000 extra social housing units every year. That's a U-turn on his predecessors. His predecessors were pushing everybody into the private rented sector, and look at the mess we're in now. So I've supported Dara O'Brien on that. My criticism is that his targets are not ambitious enough. And the pace of delivery is too slow. For example, Dara O'Brien has bought 750 modular houses. Terrific. I'm all in favour of modular houses. They're excellent quality. They have a lifespan of 60 years. But I say, why not 7,000 modular houses to get us through this crisis?
But sure,
the pace of delivery is too slow.
Peter, everywhere they try and put those modular houses, there's a problem, isn't there? There are objections and protests.
Well, then you're saying we cannot build social housing.
But I don't know what the answer is.
The modular houses would go where social housing is intended to be built. Mm-hmm. And those, if eventually down the road they decide to build brick and mortar houses, those modular houses can be moved somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. I want to, Ciara is back with us now. And Ciara, just on this controversy around Dara O'Brien's position on extending the eviction ban, I was just talking about that weekend leading up to it when the decision was announced to end it. Everybody expected it to be extended in some way, didn't they?
Yeah, me included, Claire. I was working that weekend and obviously we were ringing around our sources to try and get information on the position of the government regarding whether they were going to extend the eviction ban or not. And it was looking like from briefings that were given out that the plan was that the eviction ban would be extended for a short period. The Taoiseach, as you mentioned, was on News Talk this morning and responded to Father Peter McFerry's claim. And, you know, he said that three options were presented to Cabinet, which we had reported on at the time. One was a 2-year moratorium, which would include some exemptions for landlords. 2, end the eviction ban as planned. Or 3, legislate for an annual winter eviction ban every year, which we've seen in other countries like France. And therefore, the government decided to end the eviction ban completely, which did come as a surprise to a lot of people, government backbenchers, including, who have, since that decision has been made, been inundated with many worries and fears by their constituents who are now facing homelessness.
But we haven't heard before about any sort of cracks in cabinet over this at that time.
No, they definitely put on a united front coming out of that. And even yesterday evening, a spokesperson for the housing minister saying that, again, reiterating that ending the eviction ban was the right decision. That message was reiterated last night, despite now from Father Peter McFerry's claims that what his source told him was that Mr. O'Brien wanted to extend the eviction ban but was overridden by the Taoiseach, which he has absolutely denied. Now, there will be ministers out over the coming days. The Taoiseach is out tonight, so it's expected that he will be asked about this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I just want to go back to what we were talking about. Sorry, Peter, do you want to come back in there?
Yeah, I would have thought if the Taoiseach thinks that this eviction ban was a good idea, why he's not taking credit for it.
The ban being put in place in the first place 6 months ago.
No.
Lifting
the lifting of the eviction ban, if the government is saying that this is a good idea, lifting the eviction ban, I wonder why is the Taoiseach not taking credit for it?
Yeah, but are they not saying, though, that it's the lesser of two evils to lift it now? And they're accepting that there may be consequences that are not desirable, but those consequences would happen anyway if they did it in a couple of months' time. Isn't that what their argument is for lifting it now?
Well, their mitigation effects are, one, they're going to legislate to get the landlords to offer it in the first place to the local authority. Why didn't they legislate for that 5 months ago and have the legislation in place before they lifted the eviction ban? So what they're doing now is that legislation won't be in place for months. The government, on the very day that the eviction ban was lifted, the government go on holidays. So there's no legislation going to be passed for the next couple of weeks, at least. But I think this spat between me and the Taoiseach is a distraction. The issue here is tens of thousands of people who are worried sick that they're going to be evicted with nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. And probably tens of thousands of people living in rented accommodation who haven't received an eviction notice but are worried sick now that, given all this controversy, that eviction notice may be coming through the letterbox.
And Ciara, what we're seeing from these figures that we were talking about from the Residential Tenancies Board on the eviction notices, many landlords are confirming that they're leaving the rental market and they're selling up completely.
Yeah, this is the major issue that the government is facing. And bear in mind, Claire, over the last 5 years, there has been 40,000 private landlords that have left the market. And now these new figures for Q4 of last year, covering October, November and December, showing almost 60% of the notices to quit that were issued to renters is as a result as the landlords are going to sell their property. Now, there's been major reaction to this from representative groups, from representing landlords, the Irish Properties Owners Association, saying again that it's clear from the RTB figures that they say a combination of excessive regulatory and financial burdens is creating this environment which, you know, many private landlords have no option but to sell their properties. They're saying, you know, issues like interest rate rises and tax burdens, and they actually said misguided housing policies mean there's little incentive for them to stay in the market. They're calling on the government to introduce a number of measures such as a 25% tax rate to ensure equity of treatment in circumstances where institutional investors pay 0%. IPAV, the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers, their chief executive, Pat David, out yesterday saying that the recent debate on the eviction ban, quote, he said, an absolute disgrace in the way it pitted landlords against tenants. Again, Sherry Fitzgerald saying, you know, that they're now predicting that 15,000 tenancies could be lost from the private sector this year. So they outlined that 13% of those actually purchasing second-hand homes with the estate agent itself in the first quarter of this year were investors, and this is against more than a third of landlords who are selling their properties. They've said that they want clarity from the government. You know, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and the Dáil last week confirming that there will be fair tax measures for landlords in the next budget, but they're saying right now they need something to address the exodus of landlords, and they're calling for further clarity and for action now.
All right, Ciara, thank you very much. Ciara Phelan there, political correspondent. Peter, I just want to talk to you about these measures that the government is looking at introducing alongside the lifting of the ban, although we know the lifting of the ban came first. But the scheme for local authorities or housing bodies to purchase a tenant's home and then rent it back to them. Now, the Irish Times is reporting that legislation will oblige property owners to offer first refusal to their tenant. But applicants have to have a household after-tax income no greater than 53,000 and be at risk of homelessness to be eligible.
Yeah, it's going to be ring-fenced with a whole lot of conditions. I've already heard of one local authority that refused to purchase a home because the house had three bedrooms and the people who are about to be evicted only needed two bedrooms. So they refused. And this is no time for ticking boxes. Mm-hmm. This is a crisis, unlike any other crisis we have seen for a long time. And we require everybody to come together and treat it as a crisis. It is not a time for ticking boxes. And I fully agree with what was said about landlords. There are landlords who are in serious financial difficulties. You know, if a landlord is renting at $1,600 a year, he gets $800 of that after tax, and his mortgage on that house might be $1,200. There are landlords who are losing money. The government's, one of the government's justifications for ending the eviction ban was that it would drive, if they extended it, it would drive more landlords out of the market. Well, if you want to keep the landlords in the market, you deal with the tax situation, and you deal with it now, not in the next budget. You give landlords, you make sure the landlords are not losing money on renting out their apartments or house.
But at this stage now, given what you've said about how serious this is, will anything short, Peter, of reintroducing the ban work?
I don't see what can work. There is no emergency accommodation of any to any extent available. Hotels are not available. I absolutely am in despair. I don't see what tens of thousands of people, including families, elderly people, people with disabilities, I just don't see where they're going to go. I think we need to reintroduce the ban, but I can understand that the government are not going to be able to, they're not going to do that without losing face.
Mm-hmm. All right, Peter, we'll leave it there, but thank you very much for your time. That's Father Peter McVerry, and earlier we spoke to Ciara Phelan from the Irish Examiner. Back after this quick break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.